climb in and hold on.
We're driving the conversation.
It's the Joel and Thomas Show, powered by Teton Toyota.
And we are continuing our election coverage on this Wisdom Wednesday. And joining me in the studio right now is Karen Keith. And Karen is a candidate for State Senate in District 30 in Blackfoot. Karen, it's so good to have you here.
Thank you. Glad I could join you today.
Well, Karen, what was it that made you decide to get into this Senate race?
Well, I've been a resident of Idaho mostly all my life. I've been a student. I've been in college. I've come back. I've been a mom. Now I'm a grandma. I've always been active in PTA. I've always been active in all sorts of things. I've worked out at the INL and retired. And now I get the opportunity of being a grandma and help raise grandkids.
Oh, that's such a great thing, isn't it?
Yes, the pay is very low.
But the benefits are high, right?
Oh, they are. They're very, very good. I have seven grandchildren. Only one of them is a boy, and he plays football at Blackfoot High School. And then the youngest grandchild is going on 13, thinking she's 16. It's been such a challenge, but it's fun. It's fun.
It's a fun challenge, right?
Yes, it is.
Well, you know, Karen, given your ages of your grandchildren, you are right there, and so you understand some of those big issues that we're facing with regard to that next generation. Thinking about that, what concerns you most?
The newer generation doesn't seem to understand what a privileged life we have here in the United States. So looking on to the future, they don't seem to realize voting is a very important thing. They don't know that if they don't vote, next year could be nothing. They could have nothing in their life. Their privileges. Their privilege, for an example, is they get up, they grab their cell phone, and off they go. They do not realize what they have in their life and what their parents, their grandparents, their great-grandparents has given so that they can have that life. So I'm wanting the youth to realize, come on, kids, get it together. And unfortunately, as some of us grandparents have done, we've made it too easy for them to get up and take off and not think about tomorrow, because for them, tomorrow is just another given day.
Well, you're so right on point. The device that's attached to their hip, they are constantly seeing these choreographed images of people having everything and trying to get them to recognize that the reality when the camera isn't running isn't always the same. But they're looking to those YouTubers and influencers as their role models, and as you and I and many other people understand, they need to be looking for solid role models.
And I'm hoping that if I do get the opportunity to carry on and get the votes and get there, that they can say, oh, wow, Grandma did make a difference in our lives. Not only growing up and being blessed to have Grandma be in my life every day and Grandpa in our life every day, now she has stepped up. Now she's a senator. Now she's going to make a difference this way in our life. But they just need to realize that, that Grandma can make a change, a very valuable change. A couple days ago, my grandson says, hey, Grandma, if something like this does happen in my some small chance, which very small, Grandma, if you should win, what happens? I said, well, I would move to Boise. I would be there from January to April, and I'd live there. His remark was, oh, no, who's going to make dinner? I, thanks. Thanks, kiddo. I mean, I'm glad for your support. Oh, this isn't going to work for me. And I said, well, you know, I've told you, we talked as a family, and this is your worry? Yeah. Oh, no. And who's going to do laundry? Spencer, you got to grow up. And he's like, what am I going to do? That's your first worry, is what are you going to do?
That's so indicative of what we're seeing a lot with this younger generation. I mean, they don't have to wait for anything. They don't know what snail mail really is. They're used to having things in the microwave in 30 seconds. If they have to wait 2 minutes, heaven forbid, that's a long time. And so it really has changed, I think, the way that they perceive things. And, you know, children learn what they live, and so you certainly are leading by example and planting a lot of great seeds, and that's what it's all about.
Yeah, it really is. My platform as a grandparent, Idaho has been a really good state, and we really haven't had to worry about things. But my main platform is grandparent rights. There's too many situations in this world that has turned into grandparents having to raise grandchildren. And there's a lot of situations out there that a grandparent has to take over the rights for these little grandkids. Parents take off, parents' lives change. And here's these little grandkids, and thank goodness for grandparents that they can step up and take care of these babies, because it's not these little babies' faults that parents choose a different child, you know, a change in life. And so here is these little ones, and then maybe 6 months, 8 months, years come by, and the parents come back and say, okay, I want my babies back. And these grandparents have no way of getting to keep these babies. No law can stick by them because Idaho doesn't have grandparent rights.
Well, this is a groundbreaking thing that you'll be bringing forward. And I know that I've heard of countless stories. So I think it's a bigger problem than people recognize. And I appreciate you taking the chance to shatter some stereotypes.
Yes, we have a bigger problem than we realize.
Mm-hmm.
We really do. My friend that is running for representative on the ticket here in this side of the state, she was raised by grandparents. So she knows exactly firsthand how tough that was and how tough it was all the way growing up. So her and I have discussed this several times. And she says, nobody knows what it's like to be a kid and to have, you know, your dearly grandparents loving you. The parents coming back and saying, well, I'll get you for kidnapping and things like that. And she says she learned firsthand how tough that is. So, and I said, I have an instant at one time that I went through that with one of my children and going back and forth. And it is heartbreaking.
Heartbreaking. And the kids are, as you said, the ones who are caught right in the middle of it. So this is why it's so important that we share our stories. Well, Karen, how can people learn more about your campaign?
I do have an email. It's gwkpkeith@gmail.com.
And that is the best way for them to find more info on your platform.
Yes, it is.
And any final quick message to voters?
I just really hope that all of you can get out and vote. Please get out and vote. Think about yourself, your kids, and especially your grandkids. This is the time to let these grandkids learn that future's in their hands, and they've got to learn that it's all up to them because it's their country too.
Such great wisdom, Karen, and I think that's something we all need to remember, too. That primary election happens on May 21st. Karen Keith, candidate for State Senate in District 30, thanks for stopping by.
Thank you.
There's a lot more to come on this Wisdom Wednesday. I'll be back right after this quick break.